Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for a new day where we can know you, be aware of, and be able to speak about and experience you, because you het ons dier gekoop. You bought us and you called us out of darkness into this marvelous love light, so that we can be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 10, verse 1 and 2. And now, a personal but most urgent matter. I write in the gentle but firm spirit of Christ. I hear that I'm being painted as cringing and wishy-washy when I'm with you, but harsh and demanding when at a safe distance writing letters. Please, don't force me to take a hard line when I'm present with you. Don't think that I'll hesitate a single minute to stand up to those who say, I'm an unprincipled opportunist. Then they'll have to eat their words.
Hallelujah. So yeah, Paul is really being given a hard time by some people and that. And, you know, in my nearly 40 years of ministry, I've just so realized many times when people don't want to take hold of what you are giving them, and you know where it comes from, because you know you yourself has come out of darkness into this marvelous light, and you therefore wanting to give life. Light is life, answers. But it's because they are holding on to their deception. So that's many times a problem. But I just so love the word of God, you know, that points out, you know, Paul is speaking from a platform of personal knowing, being aware of, able to speak about and experience the Lord. And I was encouraged in the book of Galatians, the first chapter there, you know, where he gives some wonderful insight of his credentials, called out of darkness to know the Lord and receive this good news, this gospel. And then he points out, you know, there's many so-called gospels going on out there. And guys, the only thing you need to stay in tune with is God has called you, so you're finished with your past. You're finished with the old things, and you're wanting the new things. Why are you wanting the new things? Because you understand your name is written in heaven. There's a plan for you, and this good plan needs to come about on a daily basis. So you want to stay with the Lord every day, and you can't stay with him if you're not getting light. So you're going to him, spending time, and you're receiving understanding. From the knowing, being aware of, you're receiving understanding, and that's what you're declaring and you're staying in. And then you're getting to experience his goodness following you. And that's what you want, because you are walking in the love of God now and the plan of God. And that's where you can be secure in the testing times that are coming, which is coming. You need to know your God. You need to stay with him. You need to walk with him and not be deceived. So the wonderful insight is always found in the word. And there's a wonderful insight in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 of God are we in Christ Jesus. So that's what you want. And the first thing you need to get is wisdom. And then it says wisdom from God, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That's everything. And this is what we boast in. Now this word boast is to glory in. And it's also the word and it's from this you shine. This is where light comes to your heart and hallelujah, the darkness passes away and you see what God wants you to see, and it's beautiful, and that's where you have righteousness, peace, and joy, and that's where you want to stay in. So the cross-reference to this is Jeremiah, where it says we don't boast in our wisdom or in our strengths or in our abilities, but this is what we boast in, that we know and understand and we proclaim, declare the goodness of God. Amen. That's where we find our life. We find our life in him. So guys, know just like Paul, there will be opposition, but you can't please everyone. So bottom line, you stay pleasing to God and pleasing to yourself. When you are pleasing God, you know you're in the right place. There's a peace within you. And that's what you stay in. And that's what you stand in. And that's what you walk in. And so you can develop and be everything God made you to be and not be distorted by this darkness that is deep darkness. But you look up, hear from the Lord, listen to him, walk with him, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.